Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. What was life like in Union Valley in 1910 to 1920? The absence of modern labor-saving devices kept life much busier than it otherwise would have been. Without washing machines, for example, doing the laundry took up a full day each week. Meal preparation and cleanup occupied several hours of each day. A trip to town was an all-day affair. Barnyard chores, feeding and watering, milking, stall cleaning, they were often assigned to children and served to keep them out of mischief. A considerable amount of time was spent at most farms, fetching and hauling water from the closest spring back to the house and barn and barrels atop heavy wooden sleds called stone boats. Life was not all work for even the most industrious. Social gatherings at the schoolhouse were always well attended. Union Valley had numerous references in newspaper clippings of the day indicating that residents of Chelan and surrounding communities like Boyd District and Antoine Creek made the considerable effort to attend Union Valley festivities. The attractions may have been the surprising number of musicians among the farmers of Union Valley. Several of the many school teachers over the years mounted drama productions with their pupils for the community. Then parents have a way of appreciating the faintest glimmer of promise in their children's accomplishments. There are numerous references from this era to a traveling entertainer named King Kennedy. Kennedy was a one-man traveling show who put on as many as 80 shows per year throughout central Washington, traveling from community to community in a one-seated rig pulled by two horses. Because he put on his show in fall and winter, he traveled with skis that attached to his wagon wheels in case he encountered deep snow. His show included magic tricks, sleight of hand, ventriloquism, and in later years, motion pictures. To isolated communities like Union Valley, he was a master showman. Native Americans in his audience reportedly watched in spellbound awe as he appeared to hold conversations with spirits in nearby furniture or the ceiling through the technique of throwing his voice. The silent dramas he showed with his projector were the first motion pictures they had seen. Since electricity was rarely available in the communities, he used a hand crank projector whose light source was a carbide flame. King Kennedy died in July 1925 at age 72. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.